with their soft wet kisses, your hands gentle in reply, and the time will be our time.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. You can email me questions anytime at bruce@bruceallen.com. That's Bruce and Sallon, S-A-L-L-A-N. This segment of the show is sponsored by North Pier Fiduciary Management, a registered investment advisor and the group I trust to use to handle my money. You can reach them at npier.com. That's npier.com. And be sure to ask them for their free newsletter. It is informative and of great interest. It is time for the Men's Room with Wayne Levine. Wayne Levine is a life coach for men, couples, and families, and he's the director of BetterMen.org in Agoura Hills, California, where he facilitates men's groups and men's retreats. BetterMen.org's mission is to help men be the best men, fathers, and husbands they can be. Welcome back to the show, Wayne.
Here we are again.
Here we are again, but I know that this topic is one that you are not only an expert on, but have strong feelings. This whole notion of when does a man become a man and some of the rituals that may be involved. I know, having attended many of your weekends, not only as a guest, but as a part of the, what do you call the team again? The
production team.
There have been a lot of rituals involved in your weekends that have been very powerful. Including as what we, you know, we talked about the father's ritual on one of our shows. And so I'd love your thoughts on this general subject of do you think our kids are maturing earlier or later these days?
Well, without the ritual, it's very difficult for boys to become men. And many years ago, currently in some cultures, there are rituals that teach boys what it really means to be a man in that culture. And they are put to the test, and sometimes those tests can be life-threatening. But those are that's what that culture, that circle of men, has decided is necessary for their boys to be successful, surviving providers in their communities. Right?
Mm-hmm.
We don't have those rituals, and rituals are so important. To mark these moments, rituals are important to be able to appreciate the significance. We have some rituals, I mean, in terms of birth and death and marriage and bar mitzvahs and things like that. But when it comes to being a man, we just don't have that in our culture. There are some groups who are bringing that back, but the number of boys who are actually participating is very low because their fathers don't really appreciate it because their fathers were never properly initiated into manhood. So now we've got the situation where there's a lack of appreciation, there's a lack of knowledge about what this particular kind of ritual could look like and the significance for not just the men, but for everyone in our family.
What are you, can you describe what you're talking about? Because I'm a little lost in the sense. I mean, I know that our boys, my boys and your boy, went through a Jewish ritual. But I don't think that's what you're talking about.
No. In order for men to be the best men they can be, in order for boys to learn what it is to be a man, the best man he could be, he needs to be in the company of other men. So part of the ritual process is simply being in the company of men. Now, we have an annual retreat, and there are other groups that have similar initiations into manhood, and they're experiential, but they're somewhat symbolic in terms of what they truly mean to a man. We cannot initiate men into manhood with a 3-day retreat, but we can introduce him to the circle of men. We can connect him to those parts of his masculinity that our circle has deemed important for a man in our culture. And now it's up to him to stay connected, to continue to do the work, and to truly make that transition from his boyhood psychology to a masculine grown man psychology, no matter what his age, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, even 70 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So we do the things that we can do together to touch those elements that connect us all as men, that we're sons to fathers, that we have pain, that we have anger, that we have a need to be connected to some sort of spirituality, that humor is important, and that together we can come up with solutions. We can find the solutions to our problems. We can get unstuck, and we can learn to have better relationships with our women, with our kids, with everyone in our lives.
Is there an age at which you think that that is going, that can happen if there is a proper circle of men? And again, we're only talking about men. I'd like a little bit of your thought on girls and women, but we can stay with men for the
time being. I don't know anything about women.
Well, I knew that all along.
And that's why I teach the men. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Don't worry about trying to figure out women. Just do a good job being a man, and most things will work out well. But that's another topic.
Yeah, you know, my dad, he had it down. He just said yes, dear.
Yeah, well, yeah.
And he was happy.
Yes, but I think for most, yes, dear has become new connotations, and it's more about the passive aggressiveness, and doing yes, dear doesn't really work these days. More is needed, but we digress.
Age. I was asking.
We've talked about when are our sons ready to do our men's weekend, the Better Men Weekend,
mm-hmm.
And I've had young men as young as 19 do it. But for some, 19's too early because it's very intense. You have to have some life experience to really understand what it is we're doing at this point. Now, you had asked, you know, is there a proper age with the right circle of men? Yes, much earlier. It would be much better for 13, 14-year-old boys to truly learn what's necessary to become self-sufficient as a man. But that's not going to happen anytime soon. That's for sure.
You mean within your circle of men, or do you mean within our society?
Well, both. I mean, it'd be very difficult to do the work that we do at our men's weekend. It's not for boys. I mean, we're dealing with grown men. We're dealing with long-term relationships. Many of the guys have had a lot of experience, and they've made mistakes. So we're geared towards an older population.
Well, it's really apples and oranges, because I think what you're talking about with the men's weekend is different than really what I'm talking about with today's topic, which is, are the kids growing up today maturing later in life, which is what I assert.
And you just accuse me of being off topic.
No.
I hear what you're saying. And,
I did accuse you.
Yes, you did. They're maturing later because less is being asked of them.
Exactly. And, so you agree that they are.
Well, listen, I was working with a young man this week, and he's a high school senior, doesn't have a job, isn't really doing his job at school, and there's no imperative for him to become more responsible. If I were his father, he wouldn't have a car if he weren't working.
Exactly.
And so if parents allow their kids to not be responsible and to not contribute, what reason do they have to do so?
That is my point. I hate to tell you this, Wayne, but you and I are almost in complete agreement.
Well, I think there are some things that we can definitely agree upon.
Speaking of which, please do tell our listeners where they can reach you, because I agree that being in work with you and process with you is of great value.
Bettermen.org. You can find out what we're doing, what I do individually with men to help them be better fathers and husbands. And we have our annual retreat coming up in Santa Barbara in September. That information is on the site. And also you can find a copy of my book, Hold On to Your Nuts, The Relationship Manual for Men. It's a great place for men to start who want to start looking in and seeing how they can improve how they're showing up at home.
Terrific. Thank you, Wayne, and thank you, North Pier, for sponsoring this segment of the Bruce Allen Show with Dad's Point of View. I'll see you next week, Wayne. Next up is special guest Joseph Cordell, author of The 10 Stupidest Mistakes Men Make When Facing Divorce. This is the Bruce Allen Show, a Dad's Point of View.
Tell what you see. And if you're good, I'll give you candy and a quarter if you quiet like you are.